Yes, sir.
Okay, George.
Hi.
Great to be on.
Where are you calling from?
Good old Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
The Clothes City.
Yes, yes, the famous Clothes City.
What's going on?
This is an interesting story. About 3 years ago, I met up with a couple physicists. I researched physics.
Uh-huh.
And these guys, after gaining their trust and after knowing them for a while, they began to tell me this story about how in the late 60s, early 70s, that the U.S. and Russia together formed a joint space initiative and had actually were able to land on Mars.
You got to tell me this story. Tell me more.
And this story has stuck with me for 3 years, and I've listened to you and Art Bell. And every night, you know, it's...
You sure these guys were legit?
These guys are very legit. And as a matter of fact, one of them personally knew Carl Sagan before he passed.
They live out your way?
No, these are these people are scattered throughout the United States.
Okay, so are you into physics yourself?
Yes.
Okay, so that's how you came across them?
Correct.
Okay, and they were much older than you, obviously, and they liked
yes.
you, right?
Correct.
And they kind of put you under their wing, and tell me about this mission.
Will, yes.
All right, what did they tell you?
Well, what they told me is that in the early 70s that the U.S. and Russia together had a joint space initiative, and that they actually did, that there already has, that man has already set foot on Mars.
Okay, did they elaborate on that in terms of why they didn't publicize that? Yeah, I'm curious about that. Why didn't they publicize that?
Well, you know, that question and many others started racing through my head, and it took me a while to let it all sink in before I even, gave it any credence.
I mean, did they answer any of your questions?
Yeah, they did.
All right, what are some of the things you asked them?
Well, the first thing I asked them is, if that's true, why isn't this technology given to NASA? I mean, the massive amounts of money that we spend per pound putting up these satellites is just phenomenal.
Sure.
Why not hand that technology down to NASA? So
you're telling me that there was like a rogue organization within governments that did this? Not
exactly.
That, okay.
Exactly. And like I said, this story has stuck with me, over the last 2 or 3 years.
Did they tell you how many?
And the reason is that I wanted to call you is because since then I've found nothing to dissuade that information.
Did they tell you how many men went there?
The exact number was not given.
Was it one mission as opposed to
many? It was not one. Part of the information that I was able to squeeze out of them was that they were going back on a regular basis, whether that was once every 6 months or once every year or two. I don't know.
With obviously some kind of super propulsion system.
Obviously.
Because they weren't going to wait years and years to get there and back.
And that is where the propulsion system is where most of the theoretical discussion centered around.
Did they ever tell you what they saw on the planet?
Well,
come on, they
told me that they did find ruins.
They did find ruins. Whereabouts did they land?
The exact location was not given.
Okay, so you don't know if it was Cydonia or anything like that?
No.
But they did say ruins.
They did say ruins and...
ancient?
And yes.
Ancient as opposed to modern looking? I mean, if you looked at a building here, you'd say, this is a modern civilization. Well, of course, it all depends on what period you were thinking about, but...
In 2 million years, all of...
Everything.
And anything
ancient.
From human life would have been unrecognizable anyway, so, ancient would be very ancient on Mars.
They did not find current life on the planet? Live life?
No.
Hmm.
And this story has stuck with me for a long time, and being someone who has to, see things in a very opaque level, black and white. It always stuck with me. And my question to you and Art as well were, if you two have ever heard of such a thing.
Never. Never. I've heard of organizations that might have the ability to do things on their own, black ops and things like that, but I've never heard of an actual mission or missions and that it was successful. They must have pictures if that happened, huh?
That I've never seen.
Are you in touch with these physicists anymore?
One of them, yes. Yeah, but we don't talk about that anymore. It's kind of something that we just work past.
Do you think we are the Martians?
Honestly?
Yep.
Yes.
I've always suspected that. Never quite could prove it. Might never be able to prove it, but I've always thought, I wonder if they came here. Just a few of them.
That's my thoughts exactly.
All right. Good call. Thank you.
Thank you, George.
Appreciate that. That's worth thinking about, isn't it? Let's